With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Asked about the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring Donald Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, President Biden has declared Mr. Trump an insurrectionist. This even though the former president has never been convicted of or even charged with insurrection. And Colorado's Republican Party predicts a reversal of that state Supreme Court ruling.
The head of the state's GOP said Trump is qualified as a candidate for the presidency and that all voters have a right to choose him. Dave Williams said the Colorado Republican Party would appeal, and he predicted the U.S. Supreme Court will reverse the ruling.
And I think what you're going to find is that once again, the Colorado Supreme Court is going to be overruled when we get to the highest court in the land.
Speaking on KMGH Denver 7, Williams called the Colorado court ruling a travesty. Greg Clugston reporting.
One GOP pollster predicts the Colorado ruling will only help Mr. Trump. Frank Luntz tells CNN that Trump, assuming he will be the nominee, is, quote, now even more likely to beat Biden in next year's election. Also at SRNNews.com, as Israel faces growing pressure to agree to another ceasefire in Gaza, the Israeli military says it has uncovered a major command center for Hamas right in the heart of Gaza City.
The IDF says it's exposed the center of a vast underground network used by Hamas to move weapons, militants, and supplies throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel has said destroying the tunnels is a major objective of the offensive. The announcement comes as Hamas's top leader arrived in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a temporary ceasefire and a new hostage deal. Israel's offensive has devastated much of northern Gaza, killing nearly 20,000 Palestinians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The futures pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 154 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 121. This is SRN News. A Georgia church delivers a lot of Christmas presents.
Kingdom Life Christian Fellowship in Savannah has given away more than 1,000 gift cards and packages of groceries to poor families in the city. Pastor Charles Roberson tells the Christian Post, quote, "We were able to serve everyone who showed up, and according to our records, there were 736 cars, 1,200 boxes of groceries, 1,528 gifts, and hundreds of gift cards." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state laws allow abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. His plan would put the decision on the ballot in a statewide election, but first it would need to be passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. This is SRN News. Toyota recalling 1 million vehicles.
The automaker says the recall is due to a defect that could cause airbags not to deploy, increasing the chances of injury. It covers Toyota and Lexus vehicles from model years 2020 to 2022. Included are Toyota Avalons, Camrys, Highlanders, RAV4s, Siennas, and Corollas, plus some hybrids of those models. The Lexus models included in the recall are the ES250 sedan and the RX350 SUV, among others. The vehicles being recalled have sensors in the front passenger seat that may have been manufactured improperly. I'm Mike Hempen.
You think interest rates are high here? Consider the situation in Turkey. That country's central bank has hiked rates to a whopping 42.5%, a bid to get runaway inflation under control. More details, SRNNews.com.